Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sanders.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live. Pete Gray here, along with Wayne Cotto. Ricky's out taking a little R&R this weekend with his lovely wife, Dallas. And we have a great show for you today. Captain Matt Barlow from Limitless out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay is here. Talking fishing, man. We're getting lots of inside information from Captain Matt and a lot more to come, too, right? And giving away a fantastic prize today. Right?
Boy, are we. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a pair of Costa sunglasses, the Tuna Alley Pros with the blue mirror and the glass lenses. What a great prize. And, boy, you're going to want those this summer as we go offshore and go fishing. There's going to be... Those are going to be hot ticket for you to be able to sight out those fish and catch all that, all those fish that you're going to be taking pictures of and putting up on your Facebook social media.
Yeah. Prediction. Wahoo. Yellowfin. Bluefin. Dorado. Yellowtail. Dorado. All of the above. What do you think, man?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, we'll take it, right?
Yeah. I think they're all in the cards.
Sure.
I'm a little hesitant about Wahoo, but yeah. Perhaps.
Come on, Wahoo at the Whistler Buoy.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
Yeah. I mean, remember catching those things with the 9 mile, you know? Like,
exactly.
Like, crazy. Yeah.
But, what year was that?
That's a good question.
2015, 16, somewhere in there.
So, yeah, it wasn't that long
ago. The first warm water blow.
Yeah, maybe 10
yeah, it'd
years
be
ago.
Interesting to see like what the water temps were in March
yeah.
in that
yeah.
year.
And well, they're already showing the blob starting to form up north.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't doubt where to be catching. I mean, the tomahawk caught a Dorado right on the
right,
shoal
yeah.
like, a couple weeks ago. So
yeah.
I mean,
well, he's out right now.
Yeah,
on 3 days. So
yeah,
and I know Aliar on the Polaris Supreme's out right now. So
yep.
they might have. I mean, they've been having great yellowtail fishing down the coast too. So
yeah,
that's also a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, that's my favorite fish to.
Oh, me too.
I mean, that's. It's the quintessential game fish.
Yeah.
You know, like
and
structure yellowtail fishing.
Yeah, structure yellowtail fishing is so much fun because it's a game, man.
Yeah.
You gotta pull on
yeah.
them. Or they gotcha.
Bye bye.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And they're so good to eat. You bleed a yellowtail and you get that blood out of there. That is one of my favorite fish.
You know, you get it bled and chilled and it's great game fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
For sure. Well, let's continue our catch report and find out what's biting out there.
Oh, and hey, we got the catch report on the fishdope.com report. It's sponsored by Gamakatsu. It's so much more than just the best hooks on the market. Gamakatsu boxes have your tackle storage needs covered in multitude of designs and styles. G cases, G bags, plus Gamakatsu fillet knives are amazing. With fishing season heating up, make sure that you have a good supply of Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks in all sizes, as small as a number 4. Check Gamakatsu.com for more details. We got Captain Mark Wish on the line. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, Wayne, Pete, Matt. Great show, man. Lots of good info there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay, guys, so here we are, first week of spring. And some days it feels more like the first week of summer. God, we've had some beautiful weather.
Yeah.
But it does look like we're going to get a bit of weather midweek coming up here. It doesn't feel like it's going to be enough to disrupt the scenario for our April 1st rockfish opener that everybody's waiting for. You know, a week or so ago we ran out to just meet around a couple of 60-fathom spots just to see what they were looking like. Oh, my God, they were just loaded. Just loaded with snappers. I could just, oh, man, I can already taste that deep-fried, beard-battered red snapper.
Yeah.
That's so much. That stuff is so good. But until then, that's Wednesday, guys. No cod fishing until Wednesday. But our local fishing has been pretty good. You know, whitefish, sculpin, sheephead, all that bottom junk there, they're snapping. Sprinkle sand bass, calico bass here and there, and a few nice halibut mixed in. So it's overall been pretty good. You know, water held up really nice all winter. Water temperatures are crazy for this time of year. So kept all them local guys biting. On the outer islands, Nick and SBI with the nice weather and good moon and good tides that we got here this weekend, they are going to get checked, and I expect we're going to see some really interesting reports from out there. Same situation with Clemente. Much more coverage coming, again, because of the Rockfish opener. You know, we're going to get a lot of sport boats out that haven't been fishing. So we're going to get a lot more coverage, a lot more reports from all over the place. Catalina, definitely off to a slow start this year. There's no doubt about it. Squid situation has been tough. And I didn't get any specific reports this week. So, you know, hopefully a bunch moved in that I didn't hear about, but I don't think so. But hopefully some, you know, good volume moves in if the sea bass and yellows motivated. It's been a slow start on those things for sure. Halibut fishing been pretty good on the shallow beaches, you know, front, back, east, west. You know, almost all the beaches have had some fish. A lot of shorts, but plenty of nice ones mixed in for the guys that stay with it. And then I just saw the new cover of the Western Outdoor News. Headline was Mossback Mania. And, God, it sure seems like it's exactly that with the yellows down there at the Coronados. And just, God, the grade of that fish, just like you guys have been talking, it's absolutely fantastic. And it's nice they're spreading out a little bit, you know, getting off that rock pile situation, spreading throughout the island. And Marcos was talking about some of those fish on their local boats. That's probably La Jolla fish, that same good grade of fish. And even a report or two from up in the Dana Point area, so. Hopefully
We need more spread of that fish, especially up at Clemente and Catalina, so that you guys stay out of our Coronados, man.
Hey. I don't savvy that place in terms of fishing it, so I don't have a whole lot of desire to go down there. But on the other hand, with the grade of that fish, well, I mean, how can you not?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
For sure.
But, the exotic of the week, it's actually a couple weeks back, though. A guy fishing the sea bass over Catalina caught a green sea turtle.
What?
Never had that one. Yeah. Honest to God. Yeah. So I got a question for you, Matt.
Yes, sir.
You've been catching all those beautiful yellowtails, and you guys were talking about that beautiful blue water, 66, 67 degrees all over the place. Well, that all looks and feels like El Nino, but the thing that's missing, the one that really lets me know that it's coming, is red crabs. Have you seen any of those yellows barfing up red crabs?
I haven't. We
squid,
really have.
Right?
Yeah, a little bit of squid, but I have not seen red crab at all. Not in any fish that we've been catching.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll show up.
I've also heard they've been eating that Senorita fish and stuff
that
barfing
too.
Barfing up that stuff.
Yep, they do that as well. Yep.
Small rockfish.
Yep. Pretty much foraging on anything right now. They're on the move, and, they're hungry.
Interesting.
Yep.
Well, interesting, too, because last year we saw the red crab down at Cedros, but we never saw them come up the coastline. But they were there thick in the early June time period.
Yeah.
So hopefully they come up.
We'll see.
Follow the water.
We'll see.
But this warm water, I just looked at the buoy at below Clemente, 66 this morning.
Whew.
That's, you know, in March, I mean, that's just
crazy.
So, and clean too. You know, when you look at the chlorophyll, I mean, a lot of that water, guys talking to, over at the islands there, it's just purple blue, crystal clear, 50-foot visibility. So feels like that uphill push for sure. And we'll see what it brings. And, guys, it's time to go fishing. Go out and get some of them cods.
Fishdope.com, of course, your source. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Mark, where do we find you for the best bait tanks and tackle in the world there?
Well, we're in Huntington Beach, Pete. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station where it's $6.99.
$6.99. Yeah. Oh, you need to go to Summit.
For regular. Yeah. Premium was like $7.35 or something.
Oh,
yeah. But, Bolsa Chica and Edinger, phone numbers, area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And go fishing, guys. Them snappers are out there waiting for you.
All right. Yeah. Wednesday, right? Opener.
Wednesday.
All right. Yep. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate
fun
that.
Stuff.
And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Got it. We'll see you.
Special guest right now, we have Ken from the San Diego Anglers. Good morning, Ken. Ken, you pick us up? Let's see. Let me. Okay. Hey, you got me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, got you now. All right. Got to press.
There you go. How you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah.
So big event coming up, right? The big 27th Annual San Diego Anglers Open Bay Bass Tournament, April 20th.
Yes. Yes, yes. We're really excited about that. The bass have been biting in the bay. We have a nice big halibut jackpot. Those are coming in. A lot of reports on people catching halibut. I've caught a couple myself, and I never catch halibut, so I know that they're in there.
They're out
so,
there.
We have that tournament on April 25th. Fisherman's Landing, $1,500 for first place for the boat division, and we have Tail Hunter International with $750 for kayaks. So we'd love to get some kayaks out there fishing. We pay down three spots, so there's prizes all the way down, money all the way down to third place here for everybody. So we'd love to have some more people come out. I know Rick is excited to come out again and defend his championship.
Yeah, Rick and Dallas are going to be out there defending the championship for sure.
Yeah, I should say Dallas is going to defend her championship because she caught that big fish last year.
Exactly. So I know you have some great sponsors too. And then as far as entering, the boat division's $200, the kayak division's $100 for the entry. And how many anglers can you have on your boat?
Two anglers per boat. We try to keep it that way. It keeps it a little bit easier for some of these smaller boats that don't have to fish against people with five people on a bigger boat.
Right.
So two per boat, kayaks obviously are one.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's,
And how do you get in? How do you sign up?
To get in, you can visit any tackle shop. We have flyers on every tackle shop around San Diego. Fisherman's Landing has them down there on the windows and the doors. There's a QR code right there. Just click on which division you'd like to enter. Also, you can go to sandiegoanglers.com. It's on our website there. Or you could do email sdatournaments@gmail.com. That'll come to me, and I can send you all the information you need.
All right, great time. It's the 27th Annual San Diego Anglers Open Bay Bass Tournament, April 25th. And I know Doug Kern himself is out there right now practicing on the bay right now on his Parker. So if you're out on the bay,
there you go.
Say hi. All right. Hey, Ken, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll check in with you soon. Hey, the other tournament before that tournament is coming up is the big Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament. Are you involved in that?
Not. We've fished in it before.
Yeah, it's a fun tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, super fun.
And they have such a great raffle and fish barbecue afterwards for the fish tacos. And 100% of the money raised at that tournament, at the Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament, goes to Captain Rolla's Kids with Feet. Goes to taking kids fishing. Captain Rolla's Kids with Feet, friends of Rolla. So,
and that'll be April 18th.
That's April 18th, the day before Day at the Docks.
Correct.
So that's a busy weekend. So that's before the San Diego Open. So there's a lot going on.
And you want to go to that one just because even if you don't fish it, go to the awards banquet.
Oh, yeah.
Because all the rockfish that's caught or weighed in are made into fish tacos for you to eat that night, and they are delicious.
Yeah, no question about it. And you don't have to, that's all you have to do is just go show up at Southwestern Yacht Club that afternoon and buy some raffle tickets. They have thousands of dollars in raffle prizes because I know Sherm and all the people at Southwestern Yacht Club work really, really hard to get great raffle prizes, and you could win some super cool stuff. So Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament, Saturday, April 18th, and, of course, Day at the Docks the next day, Sunday, April 19th, where Rolla will have their giant used tackle sale. And we will have a booth there, too. Let's Talk Hookup will have
the famous Tommy P. will be the show booth manager for Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, and I'll bet Wayne Cotto will be there, too.
Wayne's going to try to make it.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, and don't forget that one, too. Used car. Not only is Rolla doing their used tackle sale, but they're also, that's the drawing of
the
annual
grand raffle.
Yeah. So. At the end of the show, they will do the grand raffle drawing, and that's a big thing. A
lot going on.
And you will have your chance to buy more of those raffle tickets at that event before they do the drawing.
For sure. Hey, you have a great text, huh?
I do. Oh, hang on a sec. This is a good one. We go to the shows, and it's so fun to meet all and see all of the callers that come we see every week or hear every week and or text in. Rory from Lakeside caught up with me in the show booth. He said, good morning, gentlemen. Real quick, want to say thank you to Wayne for pointing out me in the right direction on the Catalina deer situation. Looking like we have some traction on it. Captain Matt, when you fish the Limitless, should we bring our own food and drinks? Also, do you guys store the, how do you store the fish after it's caught? And the boat looks great.
Well, thank you. Yes, we include, like, it depends on what trip it is, but for example, on an overnight trip, we provide breakfast and lunch and basically all the non-alcoholic beverages. And
so that's part of the charter.
That's part of the charter, correct.
Wow.
So we include food, and then on the longer trips, like day and a half further, we do dinners and snacks and what have you.
Wow.
So it's all included in the trip.
Wow.
That's well, what was the second part of that question, Wayne?
Oh, I'm sorry. He was asking about, I lost it here.
Well, while you're looking for that, I've got another one here, and this is for a report from Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. He says, quick Catalina report from yesterday. Fish with Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine and my photog buddy Mike Soule. Great weather and great bass fishing. Mike got one over 7, and I got a giant at just under 10, 28 inches long. Good for Benny, man. Wow. And 66 to 65 degree water. Flew home at 40 knots in shorts and flip-flops. That sounds like summer to me, right?
Yeah.
Did see some small yellows chasing bait, but not eating. So great report from Catalina. So, yeah, we need that Catalina stuff to get off.
Yeah, we do.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody's going to find it's going to be him.
Yeah.
Yep.
The other question was fish handling storage.
Oh, so we have below deck, we have refrigerated fish hold. So after we bleed, depending what species it is, but after we bleed and process the fish, it'll go down in the fish hold that's refrigerated. So it comes out perfect.
Yeah.
So it's a large fish hold. So
yeah.
I mean, we can put big
salt water,
large tuna.
Salt water.
We have chiller plates.
It's a chiller plate. So
yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's it comes out top notch.
How much can you hold on the Limitless?
This yellowtail, we could probably stack 50 or 60 in there.
Wow.
For sure.
What about bluefin when you catch all those big bluefin?
I mean, it's all depends on the size of them,
yeah.
You know, but we can put in a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Plenty. Yeah, no problems.
So here's another one. Good morning, guys. Would you like to ask the captain what colors on the spreader bars are you using?
Oh.
Well, that's a good question. The Carlson we have, it's like it looks like a pissed off squid. It's like that, like red, kind of gray, like there. It's, and then the bird is like pink, I believe. But I think pretty much it's more of the presentation of the spreader bar than actual color. And then the trailer squid that we use with the hook in it, it's like a Mean Joe green color.
Okay. Well, that's quite of a difference in colors,
yeah.
Right there. You're going through the spectrum.
Yeah.
Right? The Mean Joe green is more like the old albacore days.
Yeah.
Right? On that one.
But I think it's bad. I don't know what it is, but it's like that Mean Joe green you put
mean
in the
Joe
water
green.
And then we get licked. I must say we don't troll it as much as we used to, but when we do troll it,
that thing is
just deadly. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Tim in Martinsville, Indiana, listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app says, good morning, guys. When you brought up fishing predictions, y'all seemed to forget and left out the granddaddy of them all, albacore. I don't think it's going to happen.
A little warm now.
I've been predicting it every year.
I think it might swing a little further north than we can get to.
Yeah, it might be a little north, but you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. I mean,
they've
been in 70-degree water, right?
Yep.
Remember those days? I mean, we used to, at least on the private boat fleet, the earliest, it was always this contest who could get the first fish right on the albacore. But there were many years it didn't start till July 4th.
Yeah, I remember kickoff was 4th of July.
Right.
Like, you know, like the landings would be 4th
That's
of July.
The overnight
now it's like
just
kickoff
launch.
Is like
yeah.
March.
That's the old Bill Poole prediction. Shoot the fireworks. Go catch your albacore.
Hi, this is Bill Poole of Exit.
How about that? Huh?
That's pretty
there
good. That's epic.
Hey, so Aaron in Santa Barbara wants to know, let me get back to it, wants to know, what's your surface iron setup and what irons do you like for various conditions?
My surface iron. I like the Fathom 25 narrow star drag. I like to use that combined with like a maybe like a GG 90 Calstar.
Oh, that's such a great
mono. Yeah, then I fish, like, I go back to the whole mono thing. I fish 40-pound mono, with Suffolk mono.
Uh-huh.
And then it really kind of depends on, like, the jigs, but I really like that JR, that Stinger at the Coronados. I think have a lot of success with it. And then,
yeah.
And then Brawla's lineup of the two-fish jigs.
Oh, yeah,
that,
the two-fish,
like, seem to be work really well.
Yeah, the 300s.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I think far as the rod and the reel is concerned, they have that GG 90 and then the Fathom, the 25 narrow Star Drag.
We don't talk a lot about mono, and you're really into that Suffolk. What do you like? Because I've been using a lot of that Isoline triple fish and stuff like that. Is the Suffolk more supple?
Yeah, the Suffolk is superior. It's what it's called, Suffolk superior.
Suffolk superior.
But it's very similar, like I said before, like the triple X. Like, I really like that Isoline triple X and smoke.
Super strong.
It's strong, but it's, like, subtle, supple,
yeah,
too. Like, so that's what I like about it. It's not too stiff when you cast, you know, but it also has the rigidity,
yeah,
and the tensile strength to do what you need to do with it.
Cinches down to a nice knot, too.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
And it just seems like we're hearing so much more about fishing mono top shots with yo-yo jigging, with surface iron jigging. It's
we're swinging back.
Yeah,
it's going old school.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what works for us and for me personally. Like, I just like the forgiveness of mono.
Yeah,
and it's different between a private boat fisherman fishing their own tackle versus you're bringing on passengers and you don't know the level of the passengers you're getting
right
on. So you need to have that safety net
right
available.
Right,
a little forgiveness because you don't know if they're going to tug hard or they're going to swing or. So do you do more J-hook versus circle hooks because of that?
It depends on the application. I prefer J-hooks yellowtail fishing, but bluefin fishing will 9.9 out of 10 times fish circle hooks.
Because they grab it and run with it.
Right. And it gets
and they
the
have teeth.
Yeah, yeah. You get chewed off.
Yeah.
But yellowtail, like, we fish J-hooks, you know, that
yeah
work fine.
Yeah, yellowtail don't have teeth like bluefin.
Yeah, so
yeah,
it seems to work fine.
It just seems like a better hookup ratio on a J-hook on a yellowtail
yeah
for whatever reason.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, this is kind of a question I think for Wayne maybe. Jeff from Torrance wants to know, how do the scientists know about the big El Nino this year?
Those are some very extensive weather models that they have at NOAA, National Weather Service, and they watch the sea surface temperatures. And what they do mainly is watch the equator to see what happens with the water. And that talks about the equator water blooms up and down, in and out, right? And so it's just these models that they use, and they can watch the temperatures evolve over time. So when we predicted a La Nina cycle, we saw the cooler water temps, but they kept saying, oh, I don't think that's going to happen because the equator water. Now we're starting to see a little bit of that fruition, and the warm water blob popped up in the last couple of models that we've seen. So we're already seeing the warmer temperatures in Northern California going up the coastline. So
yeah,
it's just
they are so good at forecasting stuff.
On that stuff,
yeah,
they are. I mean, and you got to look at it as – Noah will tell you, the ocean is like a freeway under there. It's a super highway, and it's no different than in the air. You have the trade winds. So when you're looking at it, they're looking at currents around and how they're going to affect each other. So there's a whole lot of models that go into that, and it's very extensive. We could probably spend 2 hours just talking about that.
Yeah. Now, you watch, like, sea surface temperature charts,
sure,
chlorophyll charts and
sure
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Terrafin charts.
Terrafin, yeah.
Terrafin. It's so... so helpful.
It's vital to know, like, both those things, chlorophyll and temperature of the water that you're,
yeah,
you know, you're prospecting new areas, like, basically unlocks, you know, the whole areas for you.
Right.
You know, but the problem is, like, obviously cloud cover, right? So a lot of times you can't rely on it, but
yeah,
when we have a great shot, it's really important for
yeah
sure.
Because like a couple weeks ago at the islands, there was a lot of green water.
Right.
And that yellowtail seemed to be in the blue water. So if you looked at the chart, you can kind of tell that chlorophyll chart where...
It gives you a great starting, you know,
it
gives you a good place to, like, you know, it rules out a lot of water.
Yeah. So when you were talking about fishing bluefin and finding spots and trolling around spots, Are you looking at those chlorophyll charts and the temperature charts?
100%. Like, both a lot of times it'll be, like, there could be, like, generic, beautiful blue water.
Yeah.
And then you get in a patch of, like, a little bit, maybe a little chalkier, perhaps, or uh-huh. slightly warmer, and that fish will be right there on that edge or on one side.
Hanging on that edge.
Right, because a lot of times you think beautiful blue, purple water, there's going to be fish all in it, and there isn't. Like, it's like relates to an edge of water, whether it be temperature or chlorophyll. So,
and is it the bait that kind of stacks up on that
edge? I don't know it's so much bait, but I just think it's, like, what the fish like. You know, there isn't always, like, a lot of times we don't like fishing where there's a lot of bait, right? Because they're keyed in on that bait when they're feeding, and they're not going to eat what we have. It's like, we don't really like fishing foamers all the time because it's hard to catch for us.
Right.
So, a lot of times we don't want to be in a bunch of bait, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So
then you want them hungry. You want hungry.
You want them hungry, yeah. And, like, here comes our bait.
Yeah.
So, well, it's interesting, too, because what we see at the surface isn't what's going on 100, 200, 300 feet down either.
Right.
Right? So you got to look at the temp rates going down.
Yes.
And where they're at. And because they're always looking up.
Yep.
But, they're, like we always said, we see all this red, you know, red tide, or we see all of this dirty water at the surface, but that isn't what they're seeing down below necessarily. They're down there in the colder water that's usually cleaner, but they're looking up and to sometimes hide or to find the bait,
right?
To keep them around.
Right.
They're not going to stick around if there's nothing to eat.
Okay, if we get yellowfin this year, which we certainly hope we do, how does it differ, your fishing technique, fishing yellowfin versus bluefin?
Fishing technique? I mean,
are you doing the same thing?
It's pretty similar, you know, like, also, the yellowfin seems to associate itself more with, I mean, they both like warmer water, but you don't always find bluefin in the warmer water. They'll be on the cooler side of things, too. I think it's more typical that the yellowfin will be in the warmer, you know, nice bubble of water. I mean, same thing with bluefin, but a little more so yellowfin. But our techniques, depending on the size of the yellowfin and the bluefin, are pretty much the same. You know, we might do a little more trolling, perhaps, yellowfin fishing, and then put... From there, it's pretty similar.
You don't find that the yellowfin will be able to stick around a little bit closer if you keep plunking baits at them versus
bluefin? I've seen both. Like, I've seen yellowfin that you think are, I mean, they tend to go, like, more mental, you know, and bite better than bluefin more often. But I've seen really stodgy yellowfin that's, like, you can't get a bite. Like, it leaves, you know.
One year, we had good yellowfin off the coast here. And couldn't get them to bite a live bait. And Tim Baker and Mike Lum were with me from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. And Tim Baker says, I'm going to try some chunk. He put a chunk on, got bit immediately.
Right.
And it turned into a wide open bite on chunks.
Yeah.
How often have you seen that?
I've seen, it's been a while. But that's, I've seen it.
Change it up,
they'll
right?
bite, yeah, they'll bite a sniper, but they won't eat,
you
know, a sardine or, like you said, a chunk. So.
Yeah.
They can be equally as frustrating as bluefin, but bluefin will always take the kick as like the most kind of elusive game fish.
It's so funny. That chunk bite is something they do in the long-range fleet
when
you're down there in Hurricane and Clarion. And they just there's a group of guys that just chunk, and they just keep plunking chunks over the thing, and then they drop one by and fly it down.
Yeah.
And the fish sit there and just go up the line eating all those chunks. They're just right under the boat.
Yeah.
It's so fun to watch.
Yeah, they get, like, trained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trained to eat it. Tommy P. has joined the force. Put that mic right in front of you there.
Right in front of you. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Turn it up. I got to turn it up.
Yeah. Thank you. Good morning, boys. Good morning.
Good morning. Here. Bring it up a little bit, Tommy, so you can hear you.
Like that. Okay. Yeah. Now you can hear me.
Now we can almost hear you.
The famous show booth manager.
Tommy was the manager of our Let's Talk Hook Up booth both at the PCS Costa Mesa and Del Mar. And how was the show, Tommy?
The show was good. You know, this is our second year in a row doing this. Last year we did the PCS show in Orange County, and we got to take 40 kids fishing. So this year we had two shows. We had Orange County, of course, we had Del Mar, which hasn't been run in a few years. And we did exceptionally well. So Mike Lum called me the other day, and he says, you know, Tommy, you and your group, and it wasn't only me. I mean, I've got a lot of people to thank. But we did enough at these two shows to charter two boats, and we've taken 70 kids fishing.
70 kids. Wait, so, good job. I know you guys were. You knew Wayne, Dave, Dan up in Orange County. Really worked it hard. And thanks to all the people that came by, all the fans of Let's Talk Hookup that came by and donated to Captain Rollo and Kids at Sea. Now, what I want to know is I was super careful at the Del Mar show, you know, bumping hands and, you know, putting the hand sanitizer. Why am I the only one that got a cold? And you didn't, and Wayne didn't, right? I was the only one that was being careful. You guys were shaking hands. And
hugging people.
I got the cold.
I guess we were doing too much talking and politic and stuff like that. But you're the one that has to go out and do all the glad hands.
I guess. But anyway, so we're going to do the big drawing now. We've got the prizes back here.
Yep.
We've got the two-day on the Polaris Supreme on April 8th. That's coming up pretty soon.
Right.
The Costa Sunglasses. We got the Torium 20 reel, fantastic reel.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the big granddaddy of them all is the Talica 22 speed, the new Talica A from Shimano.
Right.
So how are we going to do this?
Here's how we're going to do it. We're going to pick four prizes. First one, I guess Matt will pick me four tickets. I'll take just a moment to tabulate the winners.
And how are we
going to
do it? Are we going to do it top down? Or
we're going to do it Costa Sunglasses, the Torium next. The Talica will be the third ticket, and fourth ticket will be the Polaris Supreme.
Okay.
And just like I said, give me a few minutes to...
So what we'll do is we'll pull the things, and then we'll take a break.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back after the break and announce the big winners.
There you go. Here's the seal of approval being taken off right now.
All right, Matty,
so
start
Captain
doing
Matt,
the honors.
Give me four tickets, please.
Yes, sir.
One at a time.
So which one? This one's for the Costa.
This is for the Costa.
All right.
Okay.
Very good.
So that's ticket number one.
All right.
One more. Our second one's for the Torium 20.
The Torium 20.
That's ticket number two. Deal. And for the Talica, which is another $300 cheap reel there, number three. And then, of course, the two-day on the Polaris Supreme is ticket number four. So give me a few minutes.
All
I'll tabulate, and I'll be right back.
All right.
And when we come back, we're going to have more with Matt Barlow with the Limitless, and we're going to have the results of the special show raffle, all benefiting Captain Barlow's Kids at Sea. We'll be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
It's truck month at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year on Ford trucks are happening now. From Pro Power Onboard to Blue Cruise Tech and the Ford Security Package, Ford's award-winning truck lineup is built with the power and utility to help you take on whatever life throws your way. From F-Series, America's best-selling truck, to the Ford Maverick and the Ford Ranger, built to take you everywhere from work to play. Check out the entire lineup of Ford trucks and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, we're giving away that Torium 20
HG. Yeah, the HG.
It's what an unbelievable reel for the price. Now, here's the interesting thing that the Shimano guys, the same guts inside a Torium are the same guts inside a Trinidad, but it's half the price.
And it's just as good a reel. I throw
fantastic
that 20.
Reel.
I love those Toriums. I am a part of me, when we're going out and we're going after yellowtail fishing, you want to throw those surface iron, you want to have enough torque and everything, you cannot beat a Torium for the money.
Yo-yo too. Man,
yeah, absolutely.
Plenty of speed and
capacity.
And the capacity. Plenty of reel for all you need at a really great price. That's the Torium reel from Shimano, available at your local Shimano dealer. Get them now. And they come in various sizes, 16, 20, and 14. Super.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Techno Stabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hookup!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, we still got Tommy going through the listings to see who the winners are.
He's putting it all together here.
He's almost done.
Yeah.
Boy, some four people are going to be so happy. Remember, we got the Torium 20HG, a pair of Costa sunglasses, a Telica 22 speed, and a two-day trip on the Polaris Supreme.
Yeah, and Gamakatsu. Did we talk about Gamakatsu earlier?
Yeah, we did the Gamakatsu right after Mark.
And I want to thank all the people from Gamakatsu for all their contributions to all our trips.
It was great to see the new to see Ted and the new staff over there at the show.
A lot of knives.
A lot of knives, a lot of little pocketbooks, the backpacks. Rick Carr was working the booth, and it was a great show. And boy, if you didn't get to go by, remember, we got Day at the Docks coming up. He'll have the booth there doing some specials there with the landings. So.
Yeah, for sure. And, Tommy, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You got them all straight this time?
I got them all straight this time. We got four winners all here. Right, I just got to recognize a couple people in the booth who we really missed, and that was Cowboy and the Iron Man, Gary White.
Oh, yeah, for
and then
sure.
A big thank you to Dan from Irvine, of course, Dave from Anza. And our ever-ready bunny, the sales and marketing genius of the whole booth, is, of course, sitting right across from me, Wayne Cotto. Thanks again. So our four winners are, the Costa sunglasses goes to Charlie Brunel. Charlie Brunel, you're the winner. The Torium 20 goes to Gabriel Mercado. Gabriel. The Talica 2 goes to Jack.
The Talica 22 speed,
goes to Zachary Shearer. Okay, and then the two-day on the Polaris Supreme goes to Jeff Linfoot.
All right.
So what will happen with these guys is Pete will contact you via the phone numbers that you left with me.
Oh, you're not going to do
that? The show. Well, if you want me I will. No worries.
Show booth manager.
I get it.
But again, I need to thank everyone. I mean, Captain for All the Kids at Sea is a great organization, which we all believe in here. And we did a fantastic job, but it wasn't me. It was all the guys that helped.
Well, and all the people that donated.
Of course, the donations, and it wouldn't be possible, without these great prizes to offer. So there was something in it for everybody. So anyway, congrats to all the winners, and I guess until next year.
All right, Tommy, thank you very much for coming in to the World Headquarters. You're welcome to stick around here if you
want
to hang out.
And, I will do that.
Well, in the meantime, Oz sends a nice text to Captain Matt. Captain Barlow fished with him twice in the last 2 weeks. Both trips were absolutely incredible on the huge yellowtail, landing 17 fish. Thanks, Matt, for the memorable trips. My 16-year-old son hooked and landed his biggest yellowtail of his life. Can't wait to get back on the Limitless.
Yeah, thanks for the note. Yeah,
yeah.
He's one of our regulars. Yeah, good friends of ours. And, yeah, him and the kids like coming fishing.
Man, I guess fishing with you the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, stoked.
Yeah, for sure. You have a lot of regulars on the Limitless.
We do. We're fortunate that way. A lot of our business, repeat business, or referral, so we're super fortunate.
What's that say about your operation? That's good things.
I think we're doing a couple things the right way.
A lot of things, right. How does one get a charter on the Limitless?
Well, you can call me directly. It's 619-987-7814. Or you can go on our website at limitlesssportfishing.com, and you can check out the boat. There's a video, like a full walkthrough of the boat. Our schedule is all online, and you can also book your charter online, too.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, you can. So
actually, the website's very good.
Yeah, so
it has all the prices and everything like that.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's laid out. It's pretty straightforward. But
you don't do any open party stuff. You just pretty much just do.
We do on occasion, but we're 95%, maybe even more, charter boat. The way the cookie crumbles. Charter is the way to go. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So to book a charter, like you said, either
call me,
or just book it online.
Yeah, Limitless.
Somebody wants to go on. On a charter of the Coronado Islands, go catch some of those big yellow.
Yeah, they can.
They can take up to six people, right?
Up to six people, and just bring your passport and and whatever else you want to bring.
Buy everything else.
Yeah, correct.
Right.
And just come on down. Food. We do for example, a full day Coronado strip. We'll do continental breakfast. There's hot coffee, and then we do a hot lunch, and then all the beverages are included.
Soda waters. Yeah.
And
yeah.
What time do you leave?
Like I said,
As early as possible.
As early as possible, but like a 3/4 days typically 6 to 4, and then like a 12-hour trip is 5 to 5.
Yeah.
So nice. Take your pick.
And you have some bunks you can go lay and relax yeah. a little bit.
That's really a good thing about the boat is you can, you know, even though we're on a 3/4 day or full day trip, you can go lay down in your bunk and take a snooze.
Yeah.
You know, because it can be a long day, you know, yeah. like cranking and yanking and cranking.
For sure, yeah.
So people that haven't seen the boat, it's got the flybridge, but it also has a bucket up on top, right?
Yeah, it has the – funny, there's only – that bucket is like one of the only – there's like only two others, I believe, that have that factory bucket from Pacifica, which is – so it's super rare. And like the custom hardtop, but yeah, we have a bucket up top. So
So we always ask the captains, what's more important, your binos or your electronics?
Oh man, you're putting me in this spot. I mean, I think yellowtail fishing, maybe electronics, but like bluefin fishing, a lot of times your eyes have a huge, like guys with good eyes, you know, can see a flat spot or. You know, a chipper, and like guys with good eyes can find fish where other guys can't. So, I would say your eyes
are
like huge. Yeah. So,
like that's just for example, like that stuff at the islands, man. You could watch that fish move based on what the birds were doing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, right? I think yellowtail fishing, though, it's like a lot of times you would even know they were there unless you had a sonar, right?
Electronics inshore, eyes offshore. Kind of,
yeah. I mean, yeah, like rock fishing or what have you, right? You're relying, you know, on your electronics or what have you. But I definitely think, like, offshore bluefin fishing, the guys that would have good eyes and they can see, like, there's little faint things that the guys that are, like, top of the game, their eyes, like, set them apart from the rest of the guys.
Like, what would be one of those things?
Like, being able to, see a flat spot, which is basically, like... Yeah. It's like almost undetectable to someone that doesn't look at it every day.
Right.
You know, you drive right by it. I mean, I have. And guys with really good eyes, like Gavin of the Pacific Queen.
Right.
He's like, his eyes are, he can see.
Amazing.
Right. So, yeah.
And a flat spot could be a whole school of bluefin.
Oh, it's good. Yeah. I mean, it could be a giant, giant jumbo school.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then, you know. You know, you're not within range with your sonar that you're going to see it, you know, so you're relying on your eyes.
And
so.
Then you get up there with the sonar, and it's like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I think having good eyes is huge, huge plus.
That's young people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Wayne, you have a good one?
Yeah, we got Jolene from Oceanside. She's asking, hey, good morning, all you guys out there. Tell me when... do you need to let the Dorado eat a bait even longer than usual? Because I feel that they grab it at the end and they kind of run with them. So she's asking, you know, should you let them run a little bit longer, Dorado?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt, right? They're pretty, like, when they're biting, like, you can let them choke that thing down, you know, like, let them eat it. But a J-hook and a bait and let it eat it for a couple more seconds, sure, you know. Depends on the size of the bait, too. The size of the Dorado, but a lot of times those things are suicidal, so let them eat it, choke it down, like I said.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And Jolene, I saw, had a nice trip this week on the San Diego, caught a bunch of yellowtail. Congratulations.
Oh, Jolene. I know Jolene.
Oh, yeah, of course. So, yeah.
Out of Oceanside.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, Jolene's been around, one of our great friends for many, many years. She's a fishing machine, that lady. For sure.
She sure is.
Yeah. Hey, Gary White, the Iron Man himself from Lawndale, writes and says, Captain Rollo, raffle, buy 4 grand raffle tickets and get a chance to win one of the 6 bats and rods. So that's also coming up after day at the dock. So you don't want to miss that. And thanks for Gary for reminding us of that, Gary. We appreciate that very much. All right. And, we missed him in the booth this year, didn't we, Tommy P?
We had enough help there. We had good help.
Yeah, we had good help and good work. Yeah, good people and a lot of good times at that. And I want to throw hats off to Bill and Mike and the entire team at the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show too. Both those shows were fantastic.
Great shows.
Really great to see the San Diego show come back. And just fantastic, and all the vendors and the booths that were there.
It was laid out. I mean, the aisles were nice and wide. It was
every
perfect.
Building was full.
Every building was full. People could move around. People could see a lot. There was boats and booths, and I mean,
awesome seminars in all 3 buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Food was decent too. You know,
it was really good.
Well, that seaside barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh my
Chris,
God. Yeah.
Chris Lantham. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, we got another text here from Daniel in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning. My question is, what is a good setup for throwing jigs at the Coronado Islands for yellowtail?
A good setup? Yeah. Like I personally use Calstar GG90, 9-foot jig stick. And then Penn makes a great product, the Penn Fathom 25 narrow star drag. I use it in the higher gear ratio. I believe it's 6-1. And then I use 40-pound Suffix mono. And basically, jig of choice for the day. I mean, it varies. But, yeah, that seems to work the best for myself and the guys in the boat.
Surface versus heavy?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Both, depending.
What?
Which is, you know, I mean, like, there's times you can throw a heavy, but you can also swim it, right? You don't
yeah,
have
Yeah,
to...
I pretty much, like, I don't, like, cast, like, I'll project a yo-yo jig a little bit, you know, to get a little bit of angle, but not often. Like, if they're biting and just, like, try to send it as fast as I can get down in the school, you know, because they're moving or what have you. But I usually don't cast a heavy jig that often. You know, like I said, just get a little scope on it and then wind through the school. Seems to be the most productive. Seems like that early season fish, too, in that deeper water, like the heavier jig works the best, like a 6X, full-size 6X. Yeah, like those lighter jigs will work, but... Like, especially when these fish are moving quickly and you got to get on top of them, you want to get your lure down there as quick as possible. Especially those Coronado fish. They're really tricky.
They're skittish.
They're squirrely. So.
Yeah. Especially with boat traps, it adds to that too, right?
Yeah, it doesn't help.
No.
That's for sure.
Hey, Bill in San Diego says, do you have any open party full day trips that you offer? We talked about that a little bit early. I mean, you're kind of 90% charter, but occasionally you might throw one up on the website?
We do. I might be doing a few in April. It's really hard to piece it together for us a lot of times. You know, we get a couple guys, but a lot of times what will happen is, like, if we have an open day in between trips, like we get in from a day and a half and going back out at night on a day and a half, then I'll put one up in the summertime and that'll work. So the answer is maybe right now. For the open party.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And just kind of watch the website, limitlesssportfishing.com.
Yeah, and, you know, the value's there, too. Like, a three-quarter day trip on the boat is, like, with the food and the permits and everything, it's like, if you can, you know, you and a handful of buddies, it's really, like, a really good value for the product that you're getting.
Oh, yeah, and you're just fishing with your friends.
You're fishing with your friends, and you're on a really nice boat.
You're not with 40 other people.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole different environment for sure. It's
and costs a little more, but it's like your own deal.
Yeah, like, barely, it costs a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, and then if you have your family, you want to bring your family out, your kids, it's, like, a lot less intimidating for your kids.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
You know,
get a lot of kids fishing with you?
We do. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we get a lot of kids for sure.
Yeah.
So.
How young a kid would you say? I mean, you're a father. You bring your kids.
Yeah, I have an 8 and a 13-year-old. You know, and they pretty much can do every trip now, like offshore. Like, I don't.
When did you start taking them fishing?
My older one, he was fishing with me when he was like 5, 4, maybe.
Wow.
But
offshore.
You know, we've gone, offshore.
Yeah.
Now he's actually going to be working this year. So,
oh, on the boat?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's going to help fill in a little bit. I'd say he'd supplement the help. So,
yeah.
Then my 8-year-old, last year in November, he made like one of the best stops of the year, and he was on the trip. It was an offshore trip. It was an offshore full day.
Yeah.
And I think my little 8-year-old caught, like, I don't know how many he caught. He caught 8 or 9 bluefin.
Wow.
Yeah, I have the best video of them. But it's, I would say offshore trips, I wouldn't do much younger than, like, 6 maybe. You know, and it really depends on the weather and what have you. But, like, local trips, even Coronado, like, I wouldn't do much, you know, younger than 6, 7 maybe. Like that.
That's interesting. So you just brought that up, a good thing, because JJ and OB is asking, hey, for Matt, what is the most amazing thing you've seen on the water or the most memorable thing that you've seen on the water?
I mean, that might have been it right there. I mean,
the memory right there.
Actually, the first year that I bought the boat, we had a full day offshore trip, and I think it was June, and my 13-year-old at the time was maybe 8, 7, and he hooked and landed a 70-pound bluefin all by himself.
Oh. 8 years old.
Wow. Yeah, savage mode. I shouldn't say he didn't have any help, but he hooked the bait, you know, threw it out, and he got bit. So it was pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool. And he's going to be working on the boat this summer.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got the bug.
Yeah, well, he really has got the bug to buy, like, a new e-bike. So I'm like, need to earn money. So
he and Ben, right?
Him and Ben, yep. Yeah. Same, like all of them. E-bike.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Brian in San Diego, great show. Question for Captain Matt, who mentioned trolling sardines at the islands. For a private boater, I'm curious, what are the recommendations for trolling techniques with a sardine, whether it's good to put a sliding egg sinker on it, get some weight down, get it further down in the water column? Thanks for helping out with the tactics.
Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of it. Like, we don't slow troll sardines just because they're – you know, boat's pretty big, and when we're in gear, it goes way too fast. Yeah. But, like, skiffs that I've noticed will, you know, like, nose hook a sardine. And yeah, you can certainly fish a slider, but it seems like, especially now, it's a straight fly line. So trying to, like, barely be in gear, you know, as slow as your boat can go, and you can troll, you know, multiple baits, you know, stagger the distances. And it seems really effective.
People need to pay attention, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're just...
And keep it out of gear, thumb on the spool, and hold the rod. Don't put the rod in the rod.
Yeah, the rod holder is you're going to want to hold, because when you get that bite, you're going to want to be, like, hand's going to want to be on the reel, ready to engage or give it line. So, yeah. But,
it's effective for small boats.
Private boaters, I mean, like, when we're down there, I see it all the time. I mean, the guys they have really good fishing with that technique. The guys that do it correctly and don't, like, troll through the middle of everybody.
But be courteous.
Correct.
That's the key.
That is huge.
Yeah, don't troll
anything
through Matt's
anything in life.
Line or the San Diego's full line.
Anything in life, right? Yeah. You know, just give people a little space, a little courtesy, and it's a
you
better place.
You see
somebody
trolling, don't cut across their lines.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. So, hey, we got another one, and you got to love this one. We talk about it every weekend. If you're going to text in, remember, you got to leave your name and your phone number to be qualified for the prize, the Coastal Sunglasses, today. And this person didn't put their name on it. But he's asking, hey, Captain Matt, do you do any skiff fishing up in the northern Sea of Cortez, San Luis Island, or Golden Reef? And what's your setup for deep jigging yellowtail?
I do not, first of all, but if we're talking local deep water yellowtail fishing, I mean, heavy yo-yo jig, like a self 6X or 7X is my go-to for sure. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, a nice text from, again, no name, so no prize for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and, but I think I have a feeling I know who it is. But, good morning, guys. We are very grateful for the guys like Ken Frankie, along with our other partners at Sport Fishing Association of California, working together with circumstances like this one that we're faced with right now on California's critical partnerships. Between SAC and CCA, we have a great team. As a reminder, our San Diego chapter will be honoring Ken Frankie on May 30th, right next door they're going to have actually a starting thing at the SAC office, like a pre-party, and then the actual awards are going to be at Jimmy's Famous.
Down the walkway from Jimmy's on that open area.
Oh, in the open area right there, and that's going to be really nice. He's going to get the much-deserved Beacon Award this year from CCA California San Diego chapter, so that's going to be fantastic, yeah. For sure. So, Matt, once again, somebody wants to book a trip on your boat. Oh, the best way is to just call you or get on the website.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people don't like to, you know, transaction on the phone or even, like, talk to them on the phone, but I'm like, 24/7 almost, right,
yeah,
with my phone.
You have Wi-Fi on the boat, so.
You got Starlink.
I have Starlink on the boat, and then, so I'm always accessible, especially when we're fishing. It actually works better than my home Wi-Fi, by the way. Or hop on the website, limitlesssportfishing.com. You can see the boat, the layout of the boat, and our schedule. And
all the packages.
Yeah, all the packages, right. And
can your passengers use the Starlink on the boat, too?
We might be doing that this year, right, because it is an expensive endeavor.
Yeah.
So on occasion, we do.
Yeah, so, all right.
Oh, hey, look at that. 2 hours have gone by. It's the fastest 2 hours on radio. This is the craziest thing ever. You know, and we've gotten a lot of things from Matt from the Living List. And when we come back, one lucky caller or texter is going to win that pair of Coastal Sunglasses, the Tuna Alley Pros, the Blue Mirrors with the glass lenses. Remember, you can listen to us live on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. And in the first hour, 97.3 The Fan, and we'll be right back.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchersportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchersportFishing.com. We look forward to welcome you aboard.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get 2 additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, here we are. Matt Barlow's going to flip the coin, and we're going to find out who's going to win that pair of Coastal Sunglasses, the Tuna Alleys. Go for it. And it looks like it's a texter. The texter
is Oz from Ocean Beach. Congratulations.
Yeah. Way to go.
Tommy picked the number, and that was the flip, and nice job. Hey, thank you, Matt. And you have a special. You didn't talk about it. You have a great blooper special.
We do have an April-May special, so we're going to be offering a two-day trip, preferably a reverse two-day trip for the price of a day and a half. That's for April and May only.
So a reverse two-day trip for the price of a day and a half.
Correct.
In April and May.
And yes.
And you have spots available?
We have spots available.
And
so
April and May last year were the best.
Were epic. So it's a great time, this early season bluefin, and who knows what else, yellowtail too. So figured a good time to offer that special. So
heck yeah.
2 day for the price of a day and a half, April and May.
And how do you take advantage of that?
You call me directly, 619.
So it's not on the website.
This is a Let's Talk Hookup special.
Okay, cool.
So 619-987-7814.
All right, and you can get that number on the website, limitlesssportfishing.com.
Correct. My number is right on there.
Or you can go see Matt down on the boat. I bet he's hanging out down there when he's in
port. Yeah, we've been down at Dana Landing. The project, let me tell you.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Well, thanks for being here,
Matt.
Thank you,
guys.
Appreciate that very much. Thanks, Tommy P., for all your hard work.
Thanks to
Wayne for being here today. And thanks for all of you out there. Adam on the Let's Talk Hookup app, thank you, too. Back tomorrow, Captain Joel Ralston will be here. He's one of the legends of San Diego sport fishing and now a commercial albacore fishing. It's going to be a lot of fun with Corey and myself tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here. App, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.